Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Meditate, let the soul gravitate to the love, y'all. Brother, help me please. Oh, yeah. I want to thank Wali Ali for that beautiful piece. Remove all images of worship. If they're in church or wherever they are, we got to remove so we can come back and be a human being. Be the human being that God started us off to be. We're all the children of Adam, but we act like one is better than the other. So when that happens, we have nothing but problems over the globe. So we're here on the Block Talk radio station. We play music up until somebody come on. Because we want the people to realize that we have a spirit of work. And this music is something that make us get up and want to work, make us get up and want to change the scenery that we have to live under. So all praise is due to Allah. We are the Block Talk radio station coming out of California, sponsored by Sister Claire Mahoney Sim School. We're here 6 days a week, inshallah. Church trying to spread the word of remove the image, and the what reason we're doing that is because that's what we found out the major problem that's all over the world, even with the Jews and the Palestinians. Jews think they're better than the Palestinians after the Palestinians allowed them to come and live on their land. And next thing they know, they woke up and the Palestinians, with the help of the United States, was taking their land, still taking the Jews' land. Jews were taking the Palestinian land. The Jews have become some of the biggest hypocrites of this world made, because God has sent many prophets to the Jews to help them come away from that, and because he wanted them to do a great job, and they let themselves down. They did not let Allah down. So we say all praise is due to Allah, for truth will set us free, and a lie will keep us in bondage. And we want to be free today. We want to be away from the bondage. We know that this Saturday, April the 29th, 2023, I think some of the people that come on the show still out enjoying the festivities of Ramadan. You know, here in Atlanta, there's a lot of things going on, and some going down in Alabama and other places. And we have some of the people that come on the show. They're here in Atlanta at the festivity that's going to last up to 8 o'clock. Well, another 20-some minutes, and that'll be closing down. They have a parade and all the good stuff. Had some rappers to come in, Muslim rappers bringing decent music. I know they ain't making a lot of money, but we still got a few who want to hold on to and bring goodness to the people and say, no, made that a hard thing to accept some good coming from somebody's mouth. So they want the people to hear cussing and swearing and hurting somebody, putting people down. That's the language of Satan, and that's the language of a lot of the rappers talking about the women, talking about them killing the men, talking about hurting the women, talking about not trusting each other, the music of the rappers. That is the music of Satan himself, so we had to get rid of that kind of rap, that kind of people singing those kind of songs, because they're putting out people putting people under the ground. So we say all praise is due to Allah, the Lord, share, sustainer of all the world. We bear witness that there will never be anything or anybody deserved to be worshipped besides Allah. And we only bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, him and Abdullah, the one they have kept hid from the people, the masses of the people, so the people will not have direct information on how to operate their life better. They have kept this man out of the minds and out of the understanding, out of the places of worship, out of the schools and out of college. They have kept Prophet Muhammad, after Christ Jesus made announcement that one was going to come and lead us at all truth. And these hypocrites have the nerve to say that Jesus was talking about himself. He was talking about praying to him. He was talking about, I am God, so pray to me. Jesus never said that. No scripture can back that up. And the people that hear that and accept that, they are blind, and they are blind in this world. They'll be blind in the next. So we have the truth. And we know that people do not like truth. They despise people that tell the truth. And that is what we see in the world. So all praise is due to Allah, Lord, and cherished stand of all the world. So I will say a prayer up for Al-Fatiha. Umbalay Shaitan Nadeem, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashadu ilah, ilah, illallah, ashadu ilah, and in Muhammad Rasul. With the name of Almighty God, Allah, most gracious, most merciful, Allah is the master of the day of judgment, in which we all live, thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. We ask Allah to please continue showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who will go astray. Amen. We'd like to greet you again in the best of the greetings of all the greetings in the world. There's no other greeting that matches this greeting. This greeting is coming from the Creator himself. This greeting says, I salam alaikum, meaning may God peace be unto you. So we're here tonight, and now we see there's no one on the line. So we're going to go back and play music again. And nobody wants to come on the line. And nobody wants to, no one wants to have a song or say anything. We see no one on the line. So we'll go back and play our music, Wally Ali and others, until someone come on. We know that people been away from the line, and because they've been away from the line, we haven't been on because of the fasting and other activity that was going on would not allow us to be on this Frog Talk radio station. So we know next year we have to make around Ramadan time, around the time of fasting, we hope that we can come up with a way of doing this without losing people coming on the show. We'll come up with something next year, start planning for next year, next Ramadan. Hope that we have more people coming on with the help of Allah. So we have played some more music. Then once we play the music, we will see if anybody else comes on. If anybody come on, we will stop playing the music and allow those who come on to share in this great message of concern, removing all the racial image from worship. Now I know I feel so low. Wally Ali again. We thank Allah for this blessed move, all racial image from the worship. This is one of the greatest shows on any air anywhere in the world. And because it strikes a blow against the real evil in the world, and that's racism. And racism, it goes many ways. Many races work against their own race, and that's us. And many races work against us, that's us. So we're cracking a blow against racism no matter where it's coming from. If it's coming from people who look like us, if it's coming from people that don't look like us, if it's coming from anywhere, we are cracking a blow against racism in the world. There's no other show that I know of right now. We have a lot of talk show and a lot of things going on, but they're not talking about the real problem of moving this image so we can make progress. We can't make progress being a racist against ourselves, being put against each other. And that's what Satan have done with this wicked idea of racism that Satan came up with to divide and conquer the people. Because along with the people divide and conquer, they ain't going to never be able to do nothing against greed. And we see the American greed is getting worse in this grocery store when we go buy some meat. They turned us away from the farm, and they kept the farm to keep it hold it over our heads and oppress us with all these high prices for eggs and every other meat that we have to eat, everything that's good for us, they raise it so high and make it hard to, for you to survive in this ugly world when you need money to survive in. They don't want you to survive. They don't want you to fall away and not exist at all. And that is the aim and purpose of these greedy people, running the rent up so high you can't find a decent place. Then tell people you fight for America. You fight, you protecting America. You trying to preserve. Nothing but a bunch of hypocrites talking to us. Bunch of people that have no love and fear of God and no love and fear of hurting who they hurt. And we have been hurt more than anybody. And still going on throughout the planet Earth. We've been hurt. Huh? Fatal attraction. Our women getting killed by our men who are jealous and they have nothing to lean on because the music they listen to takes them clear away from God, make them an atheist. And as soon as the woman, they said they don't want to marry, but all they want to do is have sex, soon as she says she's going to find out somebody else, that man kill her. That man murder her, throw her in the river, leave her on the side of the road, huh? But at first, he said he loved her. He cared about her. But this is what's going to produce. This is what's going to continue to produce mentality like that when you leave God. You don't have no God when you have a man as a God. You have a pagan religion. And this should be told to our people that they can sing all them songs, fall all down, shout and scream and holler. If they don't put the truth about God in their life and work together with each other, they ain't got no religion. They ain't got nothing. Huh? Religion means to come together. We are so divided. When they got through up with us on the plantation, we were so divided and still divided today, and they still taking advantage of being divided. They know that you divided, they are the conquerors, and they are the ones who dictate what car we have, what kind of house we live, what neighborhood we live in, what drug in the neighborhood. They the one decide which neighborhood going to get the drug. They the one decide which neighborhood going to be a bad neighborhood to go to live into. They the ones called the neighborhood crime ridden. Who ridden the crime? Who bringing the crime? They are the evil ones among us, been hiding behind the idea they white people, hiding they white people. They the best people that God did us. We're doing you a favor, letting you live in America. We are the chosen people. That is what they're saying. They got every good thing going for them, and they don't want nothing good to go to us. They show you a football player, basketball player, and they tell you how much money they make. But what is they doing for society? Look, what are they putting back in society that make the society that they come out of better? They're the only thing they're doing, buying their mama a house, buying their dad a house, and that's it. They ain't doing nothing else for the society. So we fought and made sure that people die so these people can play football and basketball. We stood up, we sued, we got our feelings hurt. But we still sue and make sure that our children get some quality out of this work. And look what our children do for nothing. Turn around, many of them don't do nothing. And make it seem that you're a burden on them if you need something from them. So who done that? Satan have did this. Satan is one who's doing suggestions, putting the idea out there. So God said he would never change our conditions until we change within our hearts about each other. And someone got some cold hearts. And them cold hearts show when we try to come together. The cold hearted things that have been said, promoted, have been carried out. So we have to correct this. And the only thing correct is the El Quran. That God has, the Bible is a good book, but you got to sift through there and find the thing that you can connect to make some darn sense. You got to be able to, and the book says you got to be blessed to read it, to understand it. And that ain't nothing but the truth there. And Jesus said, know the truth, and the truth is going to set you free. He never told the people to know him. And people swear they know Jesus. Oh, the Jesus did, I go with you, I'm married to Jesus. All this foolishness that this world done gave us that we keep passing down. I love Jesus. Jesus, my Lord and Savior. then man didn't save itself. Even that's what Jesus ain't never told you, I know everything. Jesus said, I didn't know, I was sent. And the one that sent him knows everything. He could do nothing without God. So this is what we are trying to get the people to see. But our opposition is Satan itself, coming from all people, coming from people that look like us. Because Satan knows he can put people that look like you against each other. They showed us in the Civil War when African Americans fought for freedom and fought for against freedom. They fought in the Civil War and they fought for the South and the North. They fought against their own freedom. African Americans, they truly hate themselves because of that image. Until that image is completely wiped out. And they see themselves as human beings of this earth that God created, and that we all are from the family of the children of Adam. Until they see themselves in that light, they ain't gonna never have no love for themselves. They always gonna be gangsters and hustlers and dope dealers and prostitutes and an unfit mother. You got these mothers showing up, unfit mother. Left her children in house all a whole week, a whole 2 weeks by themselves. What kind of mother do something like that? Huh? Outpouring all that time with little girl, little boy in the house, locked up in the house. Then they get mad and put the little girl or little boy in the microwave and cut it on. What kind of mother would do something like that? Huh? They ain't no mother. That's an animal. She done left being a mother. There's no more mother. Mother is one who nourished the child, raised the child rightly, the scripture says. And then turn the child over to the man and have a man there to help raise the child the rest of the way, the right way, especially the boys. So we say all praise are due to Allah, Lord, cherished sustainer of all worlds. There ain't nothing like Allah. There's nothing you can make in your mind, draw in your heart, draw in your subconscious and call it God. God is too big. Be put into any physical image. He's bigger than the universe. He made the universe. He's bigger than what he made, greater than what he made. So we have to see God in spirit and truth. Look at his work and look at his work. His work, what he's done with making a human being, detailed a human being, and nothing more, no other person, no other people can make a human being, draw up a human being better than what God created to be. No human being, no people can make a human being better than God. God put the eyes and the ears and the nose all in the right place, the belly, the legs, the arm, everything is right, everything in the proper place. That's why God put it in. And God did that. God created us in the best of mold. So God said he is the creator. He lives, he never dies. Huh? So that's what we had to try to get our people to see. But our people steady going see here. They got a show going on with Janet Jackson. Who gonna want to go see a one who gonna lead you to away from the promised land, lead you away from God? And that's what Janet's doing. That's what Beyonce and the rest of them, Nilly Vanilla, they've been giving all these money to lead the rest of the people away from God. They'll give them all kind of money to lead you away from God, the girls and the boys and all the people looking for them. If it ain't them, it's some of the other people they put up there. Huh? So they know what they're doing. They know who to put up there to lead you away from the right way. He know what you want to hear. You want to hear some garbage, you can put a comedian up there where you can go listen to that comedian cuss and say all kind of bogus things. You laugh because everybody else laughs. Satan know what he's doing. Satan is trying to keep rulership over this world. Huh? Allah has sent us, with the help of Allah, Prophet Muhammad, may God peace, pray for a man to come to us to lead us, to show us the right way. And God sent up Imam Wahid Muhammad to help and show us the best way to live this life and what we had to do. And every step he made, they had an enemy right there to try to block him, stop him from doing what he was going to do. So anybody that stand up for right, I don't care who you are, and you stand up for right, Satan against somebody to be in opposition to you, to stand against you, to make the people see you as somebody is crazy, somebody ain't got no sense, somebody needs not to be listened to. That's Satan's job. That's Satan's job, and Satan is on his job all over the planet Earth. Huh? So God say, he will never change our condition. He ain't going to change the Palestinians until them Jews get right. And God might have to destroy all them Jews. Because those who do stand up, they kill them too. Now they're only killing the Jews, they're killing the Christian too. So these Jews don't care about nobody, and they act like they love themselves. How can you love yourself and not love what God? That means that you've been tricked, and you know the trick, and you love the trick, and you working through the trick that you done come into. So we said there is only one God. We have the best message that God do not live, and God live, and God do not die. All of us are the creation of God. We are all of the children of Adam. We have the best message for the world. We have that message. So praise it be to Allah. Anybody who would like to say anything, all we got to do is match one, come into the queue, and we will see you in the queue. We'll cut your mic on, let you begin to share what you see it might be right or wrong, what you see might be better and what might be lesser. We're here to listen to everybody, give everybody an opportunity to share in this world that we all live in. This is all our world, and it's here to benefit all of us. It's here to help us all, but it will never help us all following the message, the simple message of Satan itself. And Satan's message is to divide and conquer, and that's his message. His message is to prove to God that we are not worthy of a great reward that God have waiting on us for doing good. He want to block that reward. He want to make sure you don't get no reward. He wants you to get the hell that he's working or she's working to get. And they going to get hell. Allah promised them. Allah said, if they follow you, I'm going to fill hell with you and them without any problem. So praise be to Allah. This Black Talk Radio station is trying to make a difference in the world, can make a difference. We got the right people to come on. We got to let them know what we're doing here, and why we are doing this here, and what this means for the world. It means freedom, justice, and equality for the human family. For every long as people looking at themselves as something better than the earth, one thing because they got a longer hair, or one thing because their eyes are blue and all this foolishness, this is the scheme of Satan. And Satan's scheme is so weak, it's weaker than a spider web. It's weak. But people love weakness. They done fell in love with weakness because that's what all the TV programs showing is weakness, showing it's okay to lie, it's okay to steal, it's okay to use drugs, it's okay to cheat on your loved one. That's what the weak movies are showing. Just don't get caught. If you get caught, buy some flowers, buy some candy. You get caught doing wrong, huh? Everybody do wrong. That's what they say. Everybody do wrong. Allah said that's why he forgive. If you come to him with sincere forgiveness, you're sincere. You can't come to God asking for forgiveness and you're going to go back and do the same thing. Why do you ask for forgiveness and you're not going to do what is necessary to make sure that you don't do that no more? For you can be forgiven. Allah ain't going to give no act, keep going over and over again. Keep wrong. Wrong is wrong. And that's why God said, don't do it. He don't say what he's going to do to you. He said, don't steal. He don't tell you that he's going to make sure that the judge, when you go before, give you 50 years, 20 years, 100 years. He said, don't steal. He said, don't miss fornication. He don't tell you go get caught and your wife or your girlfriend or the man you cheating with going to kill you. He just said, don't do it. He said, don't do it. And the main thing will keep us from doing all of that is don't make no image of God. Don't make nothing with your mind. Don't make nothing with your heart and say, this is God. This is my God. My God, my God loves me, and I love my God, and I can see my God whenever I want to. No, you can't see God. God will always see you. He always got a recorder from on you since the day you were born until the day you died. He has been recording your life, my life. And so everything we doing that we do is being recorded. And we're going to see it again. We ain't got going nowhere. The next life is from now on. This is a temporary life. This is testing ground for the life. We're going through some tests that we must pass. They're talking about a final exam when you get into college. They give you a final exam. God got a final exam too. And all of us got to pass that test in order to get the blessing that Allah points out in Scripture. The mansion, the water, running water, the sweet, juicy vegetable that you could just reach and pluck one and put it in your mouth. Huh? All the good things that God promised you, the beautiful home. And everything that you couldn't get him. God said, you're going to get that and get that in most of this world. Had nothing to offer you that God want to give you for doing right in this world. Making it through this world, doing the best you can by doing right with all this evil all around you. So praise be to Allah. Anybody got anything they would like to share with us at this time, please match one, come into the queue. This brother Abdul Akbar is my name, and Dyer Akbar. We think we just said what we wanted to say. Now we want to hear what you have to say. And all of us got something to say. So we live in this world. We see the wrong. We see the people sleeping under the bridge, laying on the park bench, women and men and children. This should stir you. It stirred me. You shouldn't like that. Muhammad, we even go to bed and may God peace and blessing peace, and knowing that someone was hungry. He would go and give his last and try to help that person not to be hungry. Now, we said we believe in Allah, then this is one of the qualifications we all have. This is make sure that somebody is not trying to go to bed hungry. Do the best you can. You're supposed to give to his help, not to his hurt. So all praise. And then the food we getting is hurting the people. That food you see in the department store, the grocery store, Walmart, and all these different stores, the food ain't worth eating. It's hurting the people. The bread got gluten in it. So the gluten is to stick to your rib to make the food last long. And so it stick to you, stick to your body, and your body start getting, your stomach start rising because it stick to, and it cause a problem with your body. So this is what they put in it, because they care nothing about you. They care nothing about us. The people overseas do not eat from America. They don't even want the food of America in London and all these other countries, the Caucasian countries. They don't want the food of America. And these people went about this idea about the putting food together, making food grow that don't have no seeds on it. Huh? They come from overseas, but they don't even want that food to come to their country. So everybody dumped in America. And America is the door open to accept all the junk coming in it, all the filth. They said the music, yeah, these rappers, these gangs coming out of China, and they banned in China, they banned in Japan, but they ain't too bad and too terrible. They can come to America, and American children can sit there and play them games all day. And when they say they play them games, some of them lose their mind. They lose themselves in that game, and they go out and try to live that ugly game they've been playing. They're shooting people. She had a guy the other day that shot a young person, then shot an old person. Young man, nice looking young man, that stole his life away because he took somebody put in his mind that he could just take a gun and go out and start shooting people, and no consequence gonna come about by that. Now he's in jail, and and facing murder charge for the dumb stuff he did because he had a gun. And the gun, he wasn't carrying the gun. The gun was carrying him. And he was went out shooting people. So all this foolishness going on in America. So let's come together. Let's change this. And who, it don't take a lot of people to do anything. Moses was one people. May God peace be upon him. Jesus was one people. One person. Even Ruth, a female, was one person. And she made a big change in this world. Noah and all the rest of them, on and on. And the good people that joined them in helping change the world at that time. And now we have more knowledge, more understanding, more way to get knowledge from TV, movies, and record. We have more way to connect, more information the world now than we ever had because of the TV, because of the music, because of radio. So we have more way to connect. Remember, America has become one big living room for everybody. So let's take advantage of that. Let's use this technology to share with the people. And the people, when they got their sense, they're going to come and listen. And they got in their sense, they're going to change. If they don't change, Allah has no need. Allah is without need. Allah said he never wronged us, but we wrong ourselves. So some people want to be wrong. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Ain't nothing you can say going to change them. They have made their mind up. They're going to do what their mind say, even though it don't make no sense. They're going to go with what they want. They feel it. Feeling might be want to take them to the wrong side, the wrong idea in the world. So you can't save anybody. People got to save themselves. They've been told that Jesus died and he's your Savior. So we have to tell them if they're going to save themselves, they're going to stay away from the thing that caused them to lose themselves. They're going to stay away from the liquor store. They're going to stay away from drugs. That, how can they save themselves using them things? We have to remind them they are responsible to save themselves. And this is what this Bible Talk radio station is doing. So anybody who would like to say anything, please match one, come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on and let you begin to share in this information world that we live in to help to make people or make the world better. Remaking the world is the speaking the truth. God is what the criticizers saying, and criticizers want to criticize you for speaking the truth. So that's something that you have to understand. When you stand up with truth, somebody stand up with falsehood, and the truth will always win through. So anybody who wants to say anything at this time, please match one. I have said, spoke on what's on my mind, and I shared with you what's on my mind. So now let me hear it. And you share what's on your mind about the way you feel, the way you see things. So all you got to do is match one. If you match one, you can't come into the queue, then call 404-421-5630. 404-421-5630. And we will accept your call. You let us know that your mic will not come on. Then we will turn your mic on from here. We will try to get your mic to come on because sometimes you can't cut it on and we have to help you cut it on and we would do that. But if you have any problems, just match one, come into the queue. It should expose to most of the time cut your mic on. So anybody else got anything they would like to say? Well, I'm about talked out. I'm not too, I mean, I have a lot more that can be said, but I don't want to just dominate the show about me talking. I get tired of talking myself, but I don't want minutes and used up on this show that sat there idly, just take away. We want to, at the same time, take advantage of the situation that we in on this show. And the way we take advantage of it, we keep the words rolling off of our lips and talking about what is good and what need to be rejected and what we need to hold on to and what we need to work with and what we can do to make this world better as we see it as individuals. So if anybody got anything they would like to share at this time, please do so. A master one come into the queue, and we will be waiting on you to say what you got to say, and then we'll let you talk. And you got some minutes that you can talk, and we'll listen to you. And we were told by Iman Warshi Muhammad not to walk on somebody's idea, but add to his idea. Somebody got an idea, add to it. But don't walk over their idea. So anybody got anything they would like to say, please say it right now. Please come in and share with the audience that who is listening. Because I don't say it enough. I get tired of talking myself. Well, anybody else got anything they would like to say? We know we got Brother Muhammad who comes on here. He'll talk for 2 hours without stopping. But that's him. I don't have no 2 hours that I want to say this talk. Anybody want to say anything? Wife, you want to say anything? Okay. Well, let's make it sure. So we're here this Sunday, and tomorrow will be in tomorrow. Tomorrow is Sunday, and tomorrow is the female sisters' time to share with the Block Talk radio station on current events and what's going on, about how to save the children, the world children, and what is Bop Talk radio station represent and speaking to that point that, about the children, because we know Satan is going after the children. This Satan, he is not like the Satan that Pharaoh was. Pharaoh, he went to kill the boys. Pharaoh, he don't want to kill the boys and the girls and the senior citizens. He doesn't want to kill everybody. We got some of the richest people in the world come together and announce they want to eliminate people of color. And nobody's saying nothing. But people still standing up and talking about we got an army and a navy, marines and air force is fighting for our freedom somewhere else. We need to fight for our freedom right here. Then if you're going to said that you fight for our freedom. Let us see you fight for our freedom right here. So far, it's nothing but a lie, falsehood. Army is not fighting for our freedom. When they're over there in Iraq and Iran, they weren't fighting for our freedom. And now we see it when they're fighting in World War II and World War I. They were not fighting for our freedom. It's all was a lie. That any lie can be given to us. And we repeat that lie. Santa Claus, one of the biggest lies that ever been given to us. And that lie keeps going, and been passed down from generation to generation. A lie about a man with some red suit riding some reindeer. Nothing but a lie. The other lie, used around the time, they talking about the Christ, the Jesus was born. Another lie. Then they say he died and came back. Another lie. And then they put all the other foolishness with that lie. Rabbit legs. Another lie. Christopher Columbus cover America. Another major lie. The best president. We ain't seen no best president. Another lie that we've had. All we need is a black president. He will do another lie. Another falsehood that were given to us. Any man, I don't care who he is, bring about the love of homosexuality, he's not my president. I don't care what color he is. Huh? You know, bring about two men's, honoring two men going together after he has the Bible and the Quran both condemning that lifestyle. Yeah, they got right. And God said, yeah, they got right. And he had their right. He dropped fire and brimstone on them and gave them their right to die, to get out of here. That's the right they got. They can't produce nothing. Two men can't produce no baby. Two women can't produce no baby. They're already dead. They're already the living dead. Huh? I got a daughter who's homosexual. Huh? And I let her know that lifestyle gonna put you in a fire. You ain't in one already. Oh, daddy. And what I supposed to say? I supposed to tell her it's good that she took her lifestyle like that? Huh? Then I'll be lying on God. I'll be saying God did not destroy them for being homosexual. And that's a lie. They unproductive. They are not fit to be in the world with all the other people. That is a fact. To tell the truth. And truth is not popular. Truth is not welcome. People hate you for telling the truth. That's why Jesus, there's been so many lies have been told on him, because he said, know the truth and the truth will set you free. Huh? And ever since he said that, according to their scripture, he been nothing but lies told on him. See, Son of God, huh? He's coming back. He died for all our sins. Huh? He was born from a virgin. Huh? Mary is his mother. But Mary ain't even mentioned. They keep Mary out of the picture. Like he didn't have no mother. Then tell her like God was born. God had to come to earth and be mistreated to feel for us. How stupid can you be, and how stupid can the person hearing that believe that, and after they told that no one have seen God, and God knows everything, and there's nothing like God. They said that too. So they mixed up in their mind, and then when you try to show them they mixed up in their mind, they get mad at you. So all praise is due to Allah. So we're here. Anybody else got anything they would like to say, share with us at this moment? Mash one and come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on. Yes, sir, we will cut your mic on. Because I ain't going to spend the whole show just talking. Everybody else got something to say. Let me hear from you. Let me hear what you got to say. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. There's only one Allah. There's one creator whose proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this universe. He created this earth. We tell you to test us in. That's why he made it. That's the only other reason we on this earth. Yeah, we can go to the moon, but we can't stay there because the environment is not suitable for life for the human being. There's no oxygen there like it here. You got to walk around with a tank over your head all the while you're there. Ain't nothing growing like it grows here. There's hardly any water on that planet. They said Mars got some, but it looks like they can't reach Mars. Huh? Allah said, "There's a world that you can't see. Now, even when you say you look and see the end of the earth or world out there in space, then it asks what's on the other side, but you can't see. Allah sees and knows everything, and we know very little. And we're going to continue to grow in knowledge, but in the knowledge is not going to be beneficial to us unless the knowledge is we all come together and be one human family. If that's not the information that we are collecting and getting and reaching for, then we reaching and gathering knowledge just to keep going in a circle. We're not going anywhere. So all praise is due to Allah, Lord, cherish, sustainer of the world. But I will, since I will read something from the greatest book that's ever been given to humanity, called Al-Quran, the final revelation, according to religious leaders and scholars, meaning there's no more revelation coming after this book. And it comes to clear up all the misinformation that's already been shared in the world, been given to the world. All this misinformation been given to the human family. So we're going to read Surah 47 again. And this is pointing out to us in Surah 47. Surah 47 is Muhammad. And this book said, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Those who reject Allah and hide men from the path of Allah, their deeds will Allah render straight from their mark. But those who believe and work deeds of righteousness, believe in the revelation sent down to Muhammad, for it is the truth from thy Lord, and he will remove from them their illness and prove their condition. It goes in Ayat 3. Allah said, this is because those who reject Allah follow their vanity, while those who believe follow their truth from thy Lord. Though Allah set forth for men their lesson by similitude. So surely Allah speaks the truth. There's no other person speaking in this book but Allah. No other prophet. But Allah make it plain, don't reject Allah, hide men from the paths of Allah. Haven't they hid Prophet Muhammad from the minds and the lessons that the people need for a guardian? That even Jesus spoke about Prophet Muhammad coming, haven't they hid men away from Allah? Yeah. Allah tells them, but there's no reward for them for doing that. Huh? Because they're going to meet their Lord. Allah says in Ayah 4, therefore, when he meet the unbeliever in a fight, smack at their neck and length, and when he has thoroughly subdued them, blind and bond firmly on them, therefore it is the time for their either generosity or ransom into the war lay down their burden. The war lay down their burden. Thou art he commanded. But if had been for Allah's will, he could have clearly had extreme rebuttal for their himself. But he let you fight in order to test you, some with others. But those who are slaves in the way of Allah will never let their deed be lost. So Allah is always protecting you. If you fight and you thank you, and the person in your life you think you don't want, Allah will never let your deed be lost. Never. So God, Allah has given us all this guidance to live by. To think over the God. Told us that there's a tree in the garden to stay away from. It means it might not be a tree, but knowledge that is not worth anything, stay away from that. Knowledge that would corrupt you, stay away from that. And we see that knowledge coming to you every night from the TV, from the movies, the music, some books, pornography books, Playboy. Who wants to read, who wants to look at a Playboy magazine but the one who have been made blind and think he's going to get some out of that filthy book? God told us to stay away from that. Satan told us to come and get more. So who are we going to follow? We going to hear and obey Allah, or we going to hear and obey Satan? If we hear and obey Satan, we going to become the biggest loser. So all praise are due to Allah. Anybody got anything they would like to say? Because I've been going on in just about an hour and a half. We've been going. We started at 8 o'clock on 7:02 of our time. And we've been on ever since, playing music. Wally Ali and playing Black Eyed Peas and playing. Also, we played Sam Cooke when he sung that we're born by the river. And a change gonna come. Because this world cannot continue to go the way it's going. Allah do not change. And Allah have destroyed people full after a warning that's been given to them. And I'm sure that all these storms and tornadoes in Texas, Tennessee, and North Carolina, and Virginia, and even California and other places, all these different storms and fires and everything else is a warning from the creator of this creation. If man don't take heed to the warning, man will be the biggest loser. And this is what Satan is working to make man the biggest loser. That's his job. And he's on his job making big losers. Even we see it in our young people nowadays are looking like Arabs. They're not putting no suit and tie on. They're not dressing like the leader to ask them to dress. They said this is a Muslim tie. No, it ain't. It's somebody else's culture that they done picked up. And culture is like this. When you take on somebody else's culture, you make yourself look bad. We're not supposed to take on anybody else's culture. We are to stay in our own culture and create a better culture, but not imitate nobody else. We do all that dressing. We go to the masjid and hit a good khutbah, and we do the same thing like the Christian that's hear a good khutbah and go do nothing. Go and talk about what sounds good. Yeah, we're doing hearing a good khutbah and going what sounds good and trying to take on the culture of the Arab people, who many times don't have no respect for us. They have been blindsided, too, with racism. been that way ever since Belair and others, because they've been thinking because of their skin color and the way their features, they are better than somebody else. And I seen that when I went to Harvard. Ain't something I'm making up. I see that evidence is all over Harvard when you go. That's what make hard. Though I was making hard, those people were trying to make hard hard for me, and they only left their religion when they did that. You can't go on hard being prejudiced, being wicked, because there's no door you can go through and get a reward from your Lord. So anybody else got anything they would like to say? That last one, come into your queue and we'll cut your mic on and let you begin to present what you want to present to the people. Allah says we never change our condition until we change within our heart about ourselves. We can't go somebody else, try to make somebody else fit and be a, Allah made us different so we can learn from each other. And I'm trying to dress and act like another people, how I'm trying to learn from them. I'm trying to be them. I want to be who Allah wants me to be. And that is one who submits their will to do with Allah. And Allah says dress decent. Dress, Prophet Muhammad, we've been told it many times, if he came to America, he'd be walking around with no sandals on. If he went to North Pole or the South Pole, even wouldn't be walking with no sandals on. He'd be wrapped in a nice warm coat, leather coat, furry coat, trying to stay warm because he was a human being just like us. He wouldn't be walking around with no riding camel. He'll be riding in what's modern today, a car, to get around. So we had an intelligent prophet that led us. He didn't lead us spooky. He said we was all one people. Then he told us the best one of us, of the people, is one who obey God the best. That's what Allah said. He didn't have to say that. Allah, he said that he got the revelation, and he shared that revelation with us. And the revelation said the best one of us is one who obey Allah the best. Modesty. Having balance in our life. Living decent. Having a good time. Talking. Fishing. Hunting. Doing all the natural things that human being does and enjoy themselves. Like skating ring, bowling alley, plays to fish, plays that they can enjoy like Disney World, the best of the Disney World, those rides and all them different things that the people enjoy when they go there and get on them rides. All these things we should be making for our children, and along with the security that we have, we'll have around our children. We wouldn't have anything. We would have security to make sure our children didn't fall in, come under corruption. Corruption would come around there. We would be there to move that corruption out the way. Alcohol, drugs, guns, and knives, and all the things that cause death and people to kill themselves. We wouldn't have that around our children. We would have those things to protect our children, but we wouldn't have them around our children to get them, have them destroying themselves. So this is the world we're trying to make. But these Republicans, care how many automatic rifles and guns that the people bring into school and kill up so many children, they don't care. Long as it's killing one or two of us. They can kill all the Caucasians they want, long as one or two of us get killed. They don't care. Because they have left any common sense coming to them by Almighty God. They have left that. and they don't fell in love with the evil and corruption. And they don't care nothing about this world because they think we finna be happy in this world, and they don't want to live in a world where we happy or enjoying the world. They don't. They rather see the world burn up or blow up before they see us happy. Look what Satan have did to their heart and mind. So Allah say he gonna deal with Satan. We can't deal with it. We can make our point, but Allah say he gonna deal with Satan. Satan time is up, and he give Satan back into his time was up. And Satan have done his job. He have kept his word. He don't come from all directions to get us. So all praise are due to Allah. Anybody else would like to say anything at this time, all you got to do is raise your hand, match one, and we will cut your mic off and let you begin to talk. Because I've been talking for at least 47, almost an hour and a half, and nobody wants to say nothing. And I'm about through talking. I'm getting tired of talking. So anybody else got anything they want to say while we have the lights on, while the show is on? If anybody, please say, got anything to say. And I want to say this other yaya from Muhammad. Allah says, from Surah 6 and Surah 7, Allah says, Surah Muhammad, Allah said, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. And he said, he met them to the God which he have announced for them. Oh, you believe, if you will aid the case, the cause of Allah, he will aid you and plant your feet firmly in this religion. So if you aid Allah, he's going to aid you and plant your feet firmly in his religion. And you'll have a balanced life. You'll see people as human beings and see people who is missing being a human being, and you will know how to address them as well, because some people have no human being at all in them, but they are really the living dead. They live, but they have nothing living they want to present to the world. They only want to bring death and destruction to the world. And they smile, they laugh, they might cry, but for solution to a problem and bringing that problem to a solution, to a better idea, making a better idea, they don't want that. They think every little crime, some field, some lowdown is necessary. Satan that really tricked them. So all praise to you, Lord, Chair, Tainer of all the world. So anybody at this time have anything to say, because the bishop will be on tomorrow talking about the welfare of the children and how this image affects our children. And the TV is bringing the image, the magazine is bringing the image, the school, if you've got your child in the public school, they're bringing the image. And their image now is to take you out of the building of this country, and may like what you have done is wasn't true. That you were here, that you were brought here, and you volunteered to come here, and that you are a second class citizen, and that they see you as part of the solution, but not part of the whole solution, but you are a part of America because you helped build America. You built America. Even Donald Trump said it, that you built America. But you have no real share in this country because all the decisions made against you, you don't have no sense of it. Only the Caucasian people, the pink and red people of this country, not the white. There's never been a white man ever been created by Allah. Allah said he never created no white man. Didn't create no black man. He created human beings. But this is the language of Satan itself, black and white. White means pure and black means evil. And there's some African Americans lighter than some of these pink and red people. Kamala, the vice president, is lighter than the president. But they don't call her white. So it's a trick on words. It's a conception, a falsehood. It's racism at its best. And it's never going to go away as long as you're talking about some white people and some black people. Human beings, and when we stop being human beings, we are the black people. We are the unnormal, unnatural people. When we stop being human beings, stop being care for each other, stop respecting each other. So anybody else got anything they would like to share? We got about 16 more minutes left. I don't know if I got enough to share in that 16 minutes. So I'll share these 16 minutes that left me. Anybody would like to say anything at this time? We thank you for coming on. We appreciate you. We're all human beings created by God, by the creator of this creation. We're all here in this test. And we want to continue passing the test. But anybody got anything they would like to say, please match one and come into the queue and we will cut your mic on. This is the word of God. This is the world of Allah that he created. And we are all his creation. And God is not creation. He is the creator of this creation. Create us different so we can learn from each other. So anybody else got anything they can learn and want to share with us, match one, come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on and let you begin to share with us what you have to say. We thank Allah for each and every one of you. We're all connected to Adam. We're all the children of Adam. And the children of Adam have been made to be separated and blind, made never to work with each other. And Allah is God, and he shows Satan whatever Satan takes away, God can put it back better than Satan ever thought he could take it away. God, Allah will put it back better. So anybody got anything they would like to say, please match one, come into the queue. And so we only have a little more time left. We want to use these minutes up on this lifeline. We don't want to give back to the people that we gave them to us. We want to use them up. And we want to use them up speaking words to the right, speaking things about what makes sense. So praises be to Allah. So anybody would like to match one, come into the queue. We'd like to hear from you. If you match one and you don't come into the queue, let's call 444-421-5630 and we will see that you cannot come into the queue. And we will cut your mic on and let you begin to talk. Because this is an important show here. It is a show that will get rid of racism or get rid of the problem of the human family. This is the number one problem of the human family. One thinks they are better than each other because of a color, because of money, because of a lifestyle. But we have someone we'd like to share in this talk, and I'm going to bring Brother Muhammad Sharif on. I think that's him. He raised his hand. All praise is due to Allah. Brother Sharif, assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah. Well, brother, I've been talking about an hour and a half or better, and now put this over to you and let you share with what you want to say with the believers. You got it.
Alhamdulillah. Rahman Rahim. Allah's name and mercy, benefactor, merciful redeemer. You know, I think I mentioned last night about the program that's a concern in the MP60, being the same lecture that the man made in 2006, speaking about we are new people, right?
Right. Yes, sir.
And now, look like we are ready to, I think, to do what Donald Elijah Muhammad did. You know, he spoke for years, being up, he's so ready to help our people and reach more of our people. We're going to have to do something. We're going to have to change up something. And we're going to have to stop speaking about, you know, the religious norm and the theology and God, Muhammad, and Yaqub. And now we have to show them something. Now he's switching, change it. Went to business. That's right. I mean, that was a major change because he already did his job of bringing from the white supremacy to black supremacy. That went way up, too.
That's right. Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother. You're talking way up. Go ahead.
Yeah, what's happening in my wife trying to get my attention? We're on the computer now.
Okay.
So now we're on the phone and the computer. Yeah, but I can't talk to you on a computer, so you got to go to another room with the computer. Well, you got to do something with it.
A lot of white bomb.
Yeah, right. Yes, yes. She said, tell everybody, she said, assalamu alaikum.
Everybody here.
All right. Yeah, I think it's time now we could do what the underlying problem is. He's successful at it, you know, after he spoke about Western psychology, everything we grew up. Everything's white was good. Everything black was bad. And the white supremacy, all of the angels, and everything was white. The white cat, black cat is bad. I mean, so then Allah gave him to make a wide move. He switched it. Now the black man is God. And he was successful at that, too. That's right, because I know when I came in 72, I heard that. Black man is God. I couldn't wait to get home that evening and tell my wife, you know, I just heard the black man is God. And I mean, we were preaching everywhere we went. And while I was living at that time, right across the street, a project was there. And brother, let me tell you, at that time, looked like almost the whole project converted, started coming to the temple. I mean, that's right, almost, and that was going all over New York. I mean, all the projects and the high rises and the co-ops, and I mean, people come everywhere, the young, the old, I mean, and anywhere you went. I saw you hear that talk, go interstate. I mean, the black man is God. I mean, the white man wasn't saying a word. I mean, I'm glad he did that. And then he said, now it's time to make a change. He made that change, and now we're going to have to show him something. That we went to the business area. And that's where we saw the steak and takes in there and the fish programs and the sardines. I mean, the sardines, you had the sardines from Morocco and the fish.
Yes,
I mean, we I mean, we was all over the place. I mean, our people were buying the fish. And then we got into the market of the fillet fish. I mean, now we're going to the daycare centers and all of that. I mean, it was boring, you know? That's right. So I think that's what we're going to do now. Find out that they played somewhat of a trick on it. You got us speaking about race. And that's how taking us somewhere, taking us off track. They don't say nothing about that race talk. The man said that race talk is just a trick to get you out of the business market.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got to, now we're going to what the man told us. Now we're going to get back to business again. I think it was 1995. When he started introducing us to the business. You know, he started bringing the watches in at the 96 convention. The watches with the open face crown of the Quran on the front of it. Then he started bringing us other products. I mean, everything, going to business. So the man was right there, but then they sent in the infiltrators and people, the government people and others that worked against us and got us turned away from the business effort. And, you know, that's, so we're going to have to get back to business now. You know, that's my thoughts on that.
I agree.
And you know, and the products too. You know, I was thinking now with the two products we got, mainly the laundry detergent. I mean, we should have those on the street now. I don't know, like just have the products where the people can see it, can see the laundry detergent. Where we're talking and talking to the people. Let them see it, because they're going to see that package, that laundry detergent, looking at it. They're going to have to stop and start looking at it. Then now they're looking at it, you can tell them about it. Oh, man, we can turn this situation overnight, and we can do it overnight. Just like we did before with the fish and all the other thing, we can be on the street, on the corner with the same thing, location, with the two laundry detergent. And people going to start using it. They're going to say, the Muslim got something for us again. That's right. We turn this thing around now. You know?
That's right. That's what I'm taking to the street. That's laundry detergent.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. To tell people about it.
And we got the money, too. I mean, we got the money. I was just looking at a program right here about how to sell to the Negro market. Now, this was in 1954, they had this documentary, How to Sell to the Negro. And they said these type of videos all over the world. Then a lot of people started coming in from other countries. They have studied that video and how to get to us, how to sell to us. And now they come from everywhere. And they have taken over the 1954, that's almost 70 years. And now, in that period of time, they have taken over all of our markets. They sell everywhere you go, somebody else is selling to us because they have studied our habits and all that. So now we got the money. Everybody, we got the money. I mean, we got people, but they're just holding on to it because I know some of the things people have heard a lot, but it made business things and lost money here and lost money there. Definitely. But don't let that hold us back, you know? No, you keep on going forward. So you fall
That's
forward. Right. And we get back and get back into the market. And we got no idea what sometimes, well, say you got 500 people, $2,000. That's $1 million. Man, we can bring up with $1 million every day. People got money. They got it sitting in the bank. Especially people got the good job. They got businesses. I mean, they got income. I mean, they ride around the electric vehicles and all that. We got money, but we just got it that got misled or twisted around, you know, by infiltrators and the agents working against us and all that, which always happens with a leader. People are always trying to stop the people from growing. They're trying to stop us from coming back where we should be. But we got it. I mean, a lot of people got money. It's in the bank, it's in a checking account, in that savings account. thousands of dollars, just don't know what to do with it.
We've been made of people, and one of the Willie Lynch things is to get us never to trust each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been our problem. Other people, they trust each other, and we, Imam said it, that we don't trust each other. And they planted that in us. They forced that in us. They led us to think like that, never to trust each other. And like you said, when they was so-called showing up, depressing us, we were opening up colleges. We would open up drugstores, gas stations, when they didn't trust us, when they stayed away from us. But as soon as we bought the bait of segregation, then we start losing everything we got. And once we start losing everything we got, they came together and said, let's take it all. Let's move them out in their neighborhood. Let's buy their houses and put them in all apartments and raise the rent up so high they can't live in the apartment, so they got to go to the streets and live. He has been some cold-hearted people on us. And we follow them like the Pied Piper show you how they lay rats to the sewer. They're leading us away from the promise of Allah that Allah wanted to give us. They want to lead us away from that.
Yeah, you're right. It's like leading us away from it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And going after our children, the same thing. We never going to have our children respect us long as they're going to school and we're telling them to get a job and to get a job to go back to work with them and get a good job, get your good education, go work for them. Our children never going to respect us. We telling them that.
You're correct. Correct.
So, Brother Muhammad, would you close us out with a prayer, please, sir?
All right.
Oh, Allah, give us good in this life and good in the destiny and protect us from the... Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Malik, Yawm, Adin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين
آمين. Thank you. Thank you everybody for listening. May Allah bless us all. Assalamu alaikum. And may God peace and blessings be on all of us. Thank you. Yeah. See you tomorrow, inshallah. God willing. I
will come after.